Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just got engaged? Wedding on the way? Big life moments are the perfect time to think about what comes next, including your long-term fertility journey. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared birth control and fertility app that works with your body, using your daily temperature to pinpoint your fertile window. You can use Natural Cycles to prevent pregnancy now. And when you're ready, switch to Natural Cycles Plan Pregnancy, the app experience that helps you get pregnant faster. Save 15% with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Where were you? We started at 12:05. And no, Payette, I'm not talking to you. we had trouble getting a hold of my first guest. We've got her now. But don't forget, if you missed the beginning, you can go to KNSS Radio directly or through goodlifeguy.com. There's a link that will take you to podcasts. Then it goes back to 2.5 years of weekly programming. So now, on the phone with me, after great labor and fun, Max Scott, star chef, Payette de Spain. She's the season one winner of Gordon Ramsay's Next Level Chef. This is her debate cookbook. But more importantly, she's got a great, interesting story and a background with culinary diversity that's enough to make me hungry. Payette, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's such an honor.
Well, honor. You know, you're an honor. It was so funny. Max reached Carrie Bachman in Portugal to double check that we had the right number. And that's how we finally got a hold of you. And I'm glad we did. Tell me about this. I know you've answered this question probably a hundred times. Yeah. I love to hear the backstory on how you got to where you are today, and you can take as long as you want, but your background and the culinary diversity that you got to live with, even though there was a lot of moving and things like that, I think probably really made you who you are today.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in the Midwest there between Oklahoma and Kansas City, and I grew up with family members that really love to cook. So I was raised both on a reservation and in a urban setting. So I was able to pull inspiration from both of those parts of my childhood to really, submerge into my career and allow that to really lead me. But in the beginning, I was really focusing on health and wellness and nutrition. And I got a little burnt out on all of that. And then I decided to just focus on food that best represented myself, which is both Native and Mexican. And of course, during my culinary training, I didn't see much representation of Native American and Mexican people. So I was like, well, of course, we all know about Mexican food, but it was mostly the tacos and the burritos and the just pretty, you know, American standard type of version of those things. And so I really wanted to make sure I was highlighting that and representing that in the food that I decided to cook as a chef.
It had to be so interesting. And then to get, had you done any other TV work or competed in any other cooking competitions prior to meeting Gordon Ramsay and being on the show?
No, that was my first introduction to it, and it was pretty scary, very terrifying. I actually had a friend that recommended for me to go on the show, and he actually applied for MasterChef, and I didn't get that opportunity, but my application was kind of floating around in the Studio Ramsey universe, and then they called me up for this particular opportunity, and I was like, okay, this sounds more like my speed, so let's go with it.
It had to be so cool. I admire those who are new, young, inexperienced, who go to some of these cooking shows and lay it all on the line, and sometimes in less than warm environment. I mean, you know, it's got to be a real challenge. But it also had to be kind of a great learning experience for you. And did you do – I feel bad. I didn't see any of the – other than the brief part I watched on the YouTube channel. Did you do mostly Native American cuisine, or did you try and keep it open and try different things while you were working to become the season one finalist?
That's a great question, because a lot of people ask that. You know, it's really hard to cook native, like true traditional Native American food in those and type of environments, because you only have 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And as we know, the best food is cooked low and slow, but I don't have that kind of time frame on my, you know, as my advantage. So I really just try to do my best and be innovative and kind of allow myself to still be present in my own dishes and make sure I was representing food that I love. But I did try a lot of different things that were new to me, just based off of the challenges that they asked us to really focus on. And there were some proteins that I'd never even heard of before or seen or worked with. I cooked with a live lobster for the first time in my life. So that was so interesting to get like a master class from Gordon Ramsay on the fly.
On the fly. Here's a live lobster. Make dinner. You've got 20 minutes. Well, pretty interesting. But I think that diverse background really is what makes the book so interesting. When we had trouble getting you on the line, I was talking about my aunt, who was Mexican. My uncle married well. And she taught me so much in her kitchen and how to work with just very few ingredients and fresh ingredients and make flour tortillas and tamales. Okay, tamales was an all-day, day-and-a-half, two-day process. But you know, salsa and things like that. And then I live here in Wichita. I've been here since 1990. And we have a fairly large indigenous population, and it's fairly diverse. There is quite a bit of Potawatomi representation here in our beautiful Indian Center. But there's everything. And it's fun to go to some of the events they do. And if anybody has had fry bread and you don't like it, we can't be friends, you know, if you get that fresh and hot. And talk about your name. And I was going to try and pronounce it, your Potawatomi name that is abbreviated by Payet, P-Y-E-T. Talk about that name. That must – in the naming, it's a big induction, if you will, a big naming process when you were a young female.
Yeah, so my name, Piet Wetmulkoy, was given to me by my great-grandmother, Cecilia. And I don't want to give any spoiler alerts, but in my new cookbook, I do give a whole background on my mom was being, you know, she was adopted and then later on reconnected with her family. And I was given the name Piet Wetmulkoy after my great-grandmother, Cecilia. And that name loosely translates to something loud coming over the mountains towards you, which I think translate or, you know, just represents me pretty well. But yeah, the naming ceremony is something that we come together as a community, and more than one person is getting their indigenous name at the same time. So it's something we all do to support one another, and the community really comes together and supports those that are, you know, coming into the tribe. So it's really special, and we've been through a few of them with our families, especially with my younger nephews that I was able to be a part of. And, you know, we use fire for a lot of those ceremonies for us as Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation members, because we are known as the fire keepers. And so having that fire is pretty sacred to us. But, yeah, the naming ceremony really allows us as individuals, as indigenous people, to identify ourselves within our community, but also kind of make a new meaning for it for ourselves. Even though these names have been in our family for generations and generations, they only stay within our families. We kind of have to make our own, you know, definition of it and represent that legacy pretty well. So I think that that's one of the reasons why I really lead with my indigenous name and not my government given name, which is Stephanie.
Well, I think it's so cool. And I'm going to ask you to pronounce it again slowly because I was close, but the last part I would have gotten wrong. Pronounce your full name.
It's Piet Wetmokwe.
Mokwe. See, I would have been close. I couldn't have said it prettier than you said it, but I'd have been close. I just think that's so cool. And it just shows everybody in this country should take a lesson from that kind of upbringing, that kind of community and family and tribe. We could all be better served with that kind of relationship, whether it's about food or just getting along with nature and things like that. Folks, if you just joined us, I'm glad you're here. We're talking about Rooted in Fire, a celebration of Native American and Mexican cooking by winner of Gordon Ramsay's Next Level Chef Season 1, Piet de Spain. Piet, let's take a quick break. We come back, we'll talk about the book some. There's so many fun recipes. And folks, if you go to goodlifeguy.com, I have a link to a copy of Three Sisters Salad. And yes, it's perfect for summer. Bah humbug, it's perfect for winter too. It's just such a beautiful salad and a combination of textures, colors, and flavors that will knock you out. Go check that out, goodlifeguy.com, Three Sisters Salad by my guest, Piet de Spain. We'll be right back with more Good Life. Don't run off.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.